Jay Pandolfo for the winners, Boston University. And opening statement, Coach, about tonight's game, tonight's victory.
I'm just really proud of this group. All year long, they've been a resilient group. They've come together, especially in the last, month and a half. We struggled there around bean pot time, lost four in a row. But, we've come out the other side and give them a lot of credit. One of our goals was to get to the Frozen Four and accomplish that today. So I'm really proud of these guys. So good moment for them.
Okay, questions for Coach.
Hi, Jay. Rich Thompson, Boston Herald. Scoring, defense, and goaltending over two nights. Just talk about that formula for success for you guys.
Yeah, we know how Cornell plays. They're a heavy team. They try to get to your net. They try to put pucks behind you all night. I thought our guys did a heck of a job. I thought we break pucks out really well. Drew Comesso helped us a lot with that. He got back on all our rim pucks and was able to move it to our D, and we had some easy exits because they're a good forechecking team. And we also know they like to get pucks to the net, cycle pucks, throw everything to the crease. And our guys did a heck of a job of keeping them to the outside. I mean, obviously they got that one late, but overall, what an effort by our guys. I don't know what that final shot total was, but I know it wasn't very high. So it's a credit to our team.
Belle Fraser, Boston Hockey Ball. Coach, the penalty kill came up huge tonight. What made it so effective and really big turns in the game, too?
Yeah, the penalty kill has been good for last month or so. We made some adjustments on it. When it was time to block the shot, we blocked the shot. When it was time for Drew to make a save, Drew made a save. That's important. They definitely had some looks, but that's going to happen 5-on-4. I just thought for the most part we did a pretty good job getting our clears out and pressuring them at the right time. So it's a credit to Kim Bramble and Joe Pereira run our penalty kill, and they've done a really good job with some adjustments, especially recently.
Brian Foisey, Boston Hockey Blog. Coach, can you just talk about the feeling of coming in as a first-year head coach and, leading this team to the Frozen Four? I don't know what you expected at the beginning of the season, but how does it compare now, knowing that you've gotten to this point?
I think, coming in, I'm fortunate with the group I inherited. An older team, which you don't typically have at BU. A lot of guys that came back motivated to do well. We had some young freshmen come in that have really contributed to our team. It's just from up and down our lineup. It's really those guys, and it's a credit to them, buying in. And it feels great, but without those guys, we're not sitting here today, so I give them a lot of credit.
Gracie Davenport, WTBU. Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Ethan Phillips this weekend and how big he has come along this season?
Yeah, really happy for Ethan. He had the injury there, I think it was the last game of the first half, and he was out for a full, I think it was 10 to 12 weeks, and that's a long time to be off. So when he came back, it just took him a little while to get his conditioning going and get his legs under him. And going into the hockey's playoffs, he was a 13th forward at that time. And for him to stick with it and the way he played this weekend, he was a big reason why we won both these games. So it's a credit to him. He's a great teammate. He understood the situation. Him and I talked about it, but he's that type of kid, and that's the type of kid you need to win. And, he's a great hockey player. We trust him. Obviously, we trust him. We put him right up on the first line. So I'm just so happy for him. He deserves it. It's his senior year, and it was great to see him contribute.
Coach Owen Gunn, WTBU Sports. At the beginning, when you were introduced as coach, one of the things you said was we just need to do everything a little bit better. What are some of those little things that you've noticed that the team's improved on to get to this point?
I just think everything. I think our details off the ice, our details in practice, how we practice, how we compete in practice, just all those things add up over the course of the year. And listen, I'm certainly not perfect as a coach. I learned a lot from our guys this year. There's times where, first time you're going to make mistakes, you got to adjust. And also I'm very fortunate with the coaching staff I had or have, Joe Pereira has been around, so these guys are talking to me all the time, just helping me out, having Kim Bramble and him and I work together in Boston. He has an opinion with a lot of things and I listen to him. I don't always agree, but I listen to him. So, Doug Friedman as well, Brian DeCord. So just lucky to have those guys around me. That's really, what coaching is all about. It's about a group effort. And then, to have the players we have. And you certainly need to have some talent when you win, and we have that, but we also have guys that bought into playing the right way.
Any last questions for Coach? One more right here.
Jim Conley, USCHO. Jay, can you go back to the last 20 seconds? I think Lane, I know he got shut down tonight, but I think he made the block right at the end there. Like, what type of play is that? You know, how big it is in that situation?
It's huge. I mean, we trust Lane. You know, clearly, we trust him offensively. We also trust him defensively. He's grown his game so much in that area. He is he's as competitive as they come. He wants to win. He wants to win for his team. Him and Dom Fensori together, these guys are competitive kids. They want to win. Our whole D-Corps, especially not having Case McCarthy, you know, the way John Copeland stepped up. Cade Weber, every night, he's one of our best defensive players. The kid eats pucks, so it's pretty impressive. But all our guys, Ty Gallagher, every one of them, and tonight they really showed up, and it really helped us win this game.
Coach, one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew Mahoney, Boston Globe. Going back to the beginning of the season, you talked about starting the season on time and starting the games on time. How important was it to get that first goal?
I think it was really important. Cornell's a very good team when they have the lead, so I thought it was important for us tonight to find a way to get that first goal and see if they'll press a little bit, because I know when they press a little bit, you'll be able to open it up a little bit more. We didn't really open it up, but I think it was important to play with the lead against that team, because they're very, you know, I think their last 7 or 8 games, they might have given up, I don't know, 4 or 5 goals. They haven't given up many goals, so it was certainly nice to start with the lead.
Great, thank you, Coach. Here, goaltender Drew Camuso, forward Ethan Phillips, and forward Jeremy Wilmer. Let's open it up to questions for any of the three players here.
For Wilmer, big night tonight. Just as a freshman, how much do you learn from 2 tournament games like this compared to, you know, hockey's playoffs for the regular season?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, I think this is a good experience for all of the freshmen to get used to playing these high stakes games, and I think we're doing a good job adjusting, and we're going to continue to go in Tampa.
For Drew, Josh Stephen, College Hockey News, you know, talk about what you saw in front of you. Obviously, you know, there was a lot of structure to your team's game tonight. Is that what you saw as well?
Yeah, I did. Our D played great all weekend, not just tonight. They let me see the puck. They did their job. And really the forwards, too. They blocked so many shots. They let me see the puck. And that was kind of the game plan going in, especially with, you know, Western Michigan. First game, we knew they had high caliber offense. And Cornell was going to be more of a team that wanted to get take away my eyes and, you know, really bang home the rebound. So I want to make sure that, you know, everything kind of stuck to me, and the defense did a great job of letting me see the puck.
For Phillips, stepped up this weekend. Just what do you think changed in your game that got you producing compared to last half of the season?
You know, I think it got a lot of confidence from my teammates and coaches. Back from injury and you know, just playing with great players.
Hi, Rich Thompson, Boston Herald. Drew, defense, scoring, and your goaltending, just putting all three phases of the game together over 2 nights. How do you feel about that?
It feels great. Honestly, I think that we've put together that effort, not just the last 2 nights, but the last, you know, few weekends. Obviously with the Hockey East Championship this weekend, we knew that every game going forward is going to be a battle. You know, they're all going to be close, and it's going to be the little things that make the difference. And we had so many great guys, you know, blocking shots, winning battles, doing the little things. And our coaches have been preaching to us, you know, that's what makes the difference. And we're so lucky to have coaches that have won at huge levels and know what it takes. And, you know, they've been kind of telling us, you know, everything matters. And, you know, that's been our slogan all year, and it will be going forward.
Caroline Fernandez, Boston Hockey Blog. For Ethan, as a senior, the whole theme of the season, a lot of it has been that there have been 11 seniors that came back. So for you and for this group, what does it mean to you guys that you win the Hockey Championship, you win tonight, you guys are still, you're going to keep going. So what does it mean for the senior class?
Yeah, it's extremely special. I mean, when you come in as a freshman, you have goals and things you want to achieve as a team. And each year you realize you're running out of time, and, you know, keep the same group together for 4 years. And
to be making this push together. You know, there's no one else you'd rather do it with.
Drew, you told us during the year that you felt like you owed Cade Weber a steak dinner or two. Just how big was what he did tonight, and how crucial was he to your success?
Well, yeah, I think I'm one of the guys that realizes how many shots that he blocks. I think his dad comes up to me every game, you know, and says, it's a great game. And I said, you know, your son had just as many saves as I did, is usually how it goes. And he's been like that all year. And I know he will be going forward. You know, he's so big for us. He's such a big part of the team. And, you know, he doesn't always come up on the score sheet, but he doesn't have to. You know, he's so good in the D zone. And, you know, I'm so lucky to play behind him, have a guy like that in front of me.
Brian Foisey, Boston Hockey Blog. Drew, could you talk about playing in big moments like this, how you kind of keep your composure? You played in Bean Pots now. You played in the Hockey's Championships. What does it take to sort of latch on to the moment and not let the, you know, the environment get too big?
Well, for me, I kind of just view every game as the same. And it doesn't really matter the stage for me. I still have the same job, whether I'm in practice at Aganis or I'm in a game like today. You know, I have the simplest job in the world, is just to stop the puck. And I go in with that mindset every game. And obviously, you know, some games you're gonna have more fans, it's gonna be a little more hectic, but at the end of the day, my job stays the same, is just to keep the puck out of net. And I think, you know, my mental coach has done a great job of that, you know, helping me this year. Just stay calm, stay cool, you know, watch the puck. And I'm gonna continue doing that going forward, because, you know, every game the rest of the year is gonna be big.
For any player, on Thursday you had the early game, so it was a little smaller crowd, but tonight it was packed stands. Can you talk about the atmosphere tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have the best fans in the country. They travel well for us, and, you know, when we're at home, they get loud, and they got a lot of energy, and there's not much more you can ask for from a fan base. And, you know, you walk around campus, and people say hi and wish you good luck, and it's all over the country. No matter where you're playing, you got BU fans there, and for them to show up today, it meant a lot to us as a team, and you know, those are the people that we want to play for.
For Wilmer, what did you see on the Scoop goal, and what was it like playing on a line with him the last two games?
Yeah, it's been good. I think we had some chemistry in the beginning of the year, and it was good to get back with him. But I just saw Petey kind of going hard as F1, sealing the wall, so I knew I could kind of try and swoop in and grab the puck, and Scooby just put himself in a great spot, so I just looked for him, and he made no mistake like he usually does.
Michael Wax, WTV Sports. For any of the players, what are you guys looking forward to the most in Tampa?
Well, I'm looking forward to the warm weather. I can tell you that. And honestly, just spending more time with the guys. I think that's the best part of this team, is we're so close, and to get another 2 weeks to spend with them is so special. So obviously looking forward to the games and putting together our best effort, but just spending more time with the guys off the ice. I mean, they're my best friends, and I love spending every second with them.
Love you too, Drew.
Any other questions for the players?